We said that a person who lives in this house could save for himself only enough food for the meals of Shabbos. They don't want him to get overly involved, but he could tell other people that you could save for yourself also food for Gimel Sudas. The Shabbos says, it's Dafka, he tells them save for yourselves, but he cannot tell them save for me, because in respect to himself, he's only allowed to save Gimel Sudas, whether by himself or by other people. The Chayon says that if they come not on his request, then they can save as much as they want. Also, they could also wear as many garments as they can and take them out. Since the lashon that he told them is save this food or garments for yourselves, that means basically keep it for yourselves, which is a lashon hefker. So it's not ikur adin, they can keep it. If they prefer not to keep it but give it back to him, but to get paid for the work, they also could do this. It's not considered schar shabbos. Why? Because schar shabbos is I get wages that I make up in advance. If you pay me such and such, I'll do such and such work. Here they did it for free. And afterwards they asked for an exchange. That's not considered a direct exchange for Shabbos.